Room atop the Hotel Allerton on Chicago's magnificent mile, coast to coast and around the world, it's the Don McNeil Show.
The nation is our neighborhood as long as you are there.
Here we go again.
Don McNeil is on the air.
And here's Don.
Welcome.
And we're going to open the program today with Eddie Ballantyne and the orchestra playing a number called Nothing Upsets a Wife Any More Than Having People Drop In When the House Looks the Way It Always Does. Thank you.
I'm agreeing with you.
Thank you very much.
All the way, Don. You know me.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much. Oh, I said that. It's been a long time since I played Peeping Don and looked in on you at home, so I will now peep through the telescopic microphone right into your kitchen. See what you're up to. None of my business, huh? Well, you're probably right. I guess I'm like a credit card detective. Pry now and pay later. I see you're having a second cup of coffee in your bathrobe.
Huh?
I'm not going to explain that. The coffee's black, huh? I bet you'd rather have it with the rich taste of cream, wouldn't you?
Yep.
I know about the cost and the calories. Isn't it lucky I dropped in to tell you about Pream, P-R-E-A-M, the non-dairy creamer that looks richer and tastes richer, and yet it has only 11 calories per teaspoon. Now, this Pream dissolves instantly. It has more whitening power than any other powdered creamer. And don't just take my word for this. Women all over the country in one of the biggest taste tests ever held chose Pream. Now, as much as 3-1 over the other leading powdered creamers. And yet you pay about 20% less than for the leading brand. That is why Pream will soon be leading the leader. Wish I could reach right out through this microphone and hand you a jar of Pream, but why don't you do the best thing that you can do next to that, which would be to buy some next time you're in the grocery and doing a little shopping. Pream, it's by the same people who make Sucrol. It's America's number one sweetening agent. Next to Kathy Taylor, of course.
Bringing my bonnie back to me. That's why
Classy. Imagine Angus McKean like that. How'd you like that, Angus?
Ah, that lassie sings up raw brick tune.
Yeah.
Right.
Sings up a star.
Yes. Yeah. Say, I saw a ridiculous thing happen the other day. I pulled off one of the tollways here in Chicago, near Chicago, into a filling station. And right behind me comes a guy in a car going in to get some gas. And as he pulls up to the pump, the attendant notices that the guy's windshield is just a mess. It's full of bugs and flies and dirt. And so he started to get ready to clean the windshield. And the fellow said, no, no, don't touch the windshield, please. And the attendant says, why not? He says, I just can't stand to see those cars coming at me.
That's our Angus.
Why did I call on Angus?
Our Angus McKeon.
Yeah. I think I'll call on Sam. Here's some real funny stuff.
Yes, sir. I think this show needs more class. And nobody has ever written poetry about September, hardly ever. It's always April and showers.
You've taken care of this division,
June brides and all that jazz, you know. So I have written a poem about September showers.
Okay.
And I think we add a lot of class to the show if I would read it for you. I'll do that.
Yeah.
I don't like the way somebody said yes. Ho, ho to you, September showers. You try to save the summer showers. You rain down on the grass and street and soak our clothes and wet our feet. You rain on birds who are on their way to find a winter place to stay. But robins sing as they fly south, and that's hard to do with worms in your mouth.
Class.
That's class, boy.
Hey, go back to Angus again.
I saw a funny thing happen the other day.
Oh, I bet you saw.
Funny thing happened.
Yeah.
Way to no place.
Well, Ed was talking about driving down the street. I was driving down the road the other day. Now, Don, you may not believe this.
I probably won't.
But I was following a guy that had one of those little panel trucks, you know, like a bread truck.
Uh-huh.
And he'd stop just about every three or four blocks, and he'd get outside and take a ball bat, and he'd just hit that truck all around, all over. And then he'd get in and drive a little bit farther, and he'd stop and get a ball bat. Yes.
You make a noise like a canary? I see.
That's a buzzard. But anyhow,
go ahead and tell
where did I leave off? Oh, yeah, he was going down the road, and he stopped again. And he got out, and he took his ball bat, and he hit that truck all around on the side and hollered, "Hi," you know. Well, I couldn't stand it anymore. I got up there, and I asked the guy. I said, "How come you do that?" Well, he said, "Buddy," he said, "I got a one-ton truck here," and he said, "I'm carrying 2 tons of canaries." And he said, "I got to keep a ton of them in the air all the time." You see, Don, if he keeps part of them in the air all the time, he wouldn't have any weight there, see?
Ho, ho to you, September stars. You tried.
Yeah, see what I can do with the beard.
Yeah.
Mr. Newker.
Oh, I don't want to be funny, but I tell you what, we're having a lot of fun with our Nickelodeon. You know, when you were on vacation, I bought a Nickelodeon, a real live Nickelodeon, one that you put the nickels in, made in about, I think it was 1918. It's in beautiful shape. It's in white oak, and it's been redone and everything. We got the rolls for it. Plays all the old-time rinky-dink with the mandolin board. We just have a lot of fun putting the nickels in and just laughing and scratching. And it's a beautiful piece of furniture, and actually, we got it. We didn't mean to get it. We just were getting Sean's bed at this antique dealer's, one of these old type of beds. And there,
excuse me. He gets everything secondhand, you
that's
know.
That's right.
Calls them antique dealers. Go right ahead.
We furnish our house in early junk. And
does Sean sleep in this Nickelodeon? Don't the rollers knock her down?
No, she sleeps in the bed.
Oh,
the Nickelodeon is on. And but we had a lot of fun with this thing. Actually, the reason, you know, this is almost a true story. When the man played it in the shop, the first tune that was played, it came on the Nickelodeon, this is hard to believe, was Diane. That's my wife's name. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's kind of figured. But I've always wanted a Nickelodeon. I think everybody should have one. And
you see, Don, this panel truck had all these canaries
in it.
And you couldn't see them. Didn't have any windows.
Yeah.
Ho, ho to you, September.
Well, net result of what you just heard is 5 minutes. Here's Newkirk.
She looks in the mirror and stares at the wrinkles that weren't there yesterday. Thinks of the
young man that she almost married. What would he think if he saw her this way? She picks up her apron in little girl fashion, and something comes into her eye. Slowly starts dancing, remembering her girlhood and all of the boys she had waiting in line. Oh, such are the dreams of the everyday housewife you see everywhere, any time of the day. An everyday housewife who gave up the good life for me. The photograph album she takes from the closet and slowly turns the page. Carefully picks up the crumbling flower, the first one he gave her, now withered with age. She closes her eyes and touches the dress that suddenly disappears. Just for a moment, she's wearing the gown that broke all their hearts back so many years. Oh, such are the dreams of the everyday housewife you see everywhere, any time of the day. An everyday housewife that gave up a good life for me.
Brings us now to our hymn time with Kathy Taylor.
There's a land that is fairer than day, and by faith we can see it afar. For the Father waits over to prepare us a dwelling place there. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore.
Brings us now to our moment of silent prayer, each in his own words, each in his own way, for a free world united in peace. Let us bow our heads and pray. Time, Irving Adams, Sunshine Magazine, wrote a little poem called What Else, which is particularly apropos as we bid summer goodbye. Of all the joys that come in life and blunt the edge of constant strife, that fill the soul with deep content, with no thought of all the dollars spent, it's vacation. For months our longing heart expends, regardless of our work's demands. We think in terms of brook and rill, of distant sea or lonesome hill. Vacation. And our vision paints the gay delights of scaling dizzy mountain heights, and of rod and reel or trap and gun, of bracing winds and tanning sun. Vacation. The autos whiz and the paddles swish, the relish of a campfire dish, and the music neath the pale moonlight conjure a dream of rare delight. Vacation. And yet I say, and you know it too, because I'm sure it's happened to you, being away is great, you're in clover, but you're always glad when it's all over. Vacation. like to put yours... Well, let me put myself in your place for just a moment, if I may. You homemakers I'm speaking to. If the walls and ceilings in your home are looking dull and dingy, and if the trim and paneling are smudged and fingerprinted, I think I have an answer for you. Regal Wall Satin by Benjamin Moore. Now, if you want an interior latex paint that goes on easily, brush or roller, this would be Regal Wall Satin. If you want a paint that covers most surfaces with just one coat, that means on new or previously painted walls and ceilings, even over wallpaper, Regal Wall Satin. If you want to decorate with colors that stay bright and fresh, white that really stays white, a paint from which fingerprints, grease stains, and other soil comes off with just soap and water, Regal Wall Satin. If you want paint with something that makes for the least work, where even the cleanup afterwards is easy, the tools rinse out with soap and water, Regal Wall Satin. If you want the paint dealer who is nearby will help you mix and match colors, go to your Benjamin Moore paint dealer, and you'll find him in...
Regal Wall Satin.
No, in the yellow pages. Oh. Go see him and brighten up your home for the fall and winter with Regal Wall Satin. And you'll have high hopes and they'll be realized.
Next time you found with your chin on the ground, there's a lot to be learned. So look around. Just what makes that little old amp think he'll move the rubber tree plant? Anyone knows an amp can't move a rubber tree plant, but he's got high hopes. He's got high hopes. He's got high up hope, high in the sky hope. So anytime you're getting low, instead of letting go, just remember that ant. Whoops. There goes another rubber tree plant.
There goes another.
Toy balloon, they'll be bursting soon. They're just bound to go pop. Whoops, there goes another problem.
There goes another problem.
There goes another problem. There goes another
problem.
Mr. and Mrs. Gerald McCullough probably have high hopes, I suppose, being from Montreal, Quebec, Canada, and you being a locomotive engineer, Gerald, and
yes,
about to take that retirement plunge, huh?
You read on, sir. You'll find him 19 months after you.
Is that when you retire?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. I'm glad you waited for me to get out of the way.
Then I'll go when you get out the way.
How long have you been a locomotive engineer?
35 years, sir.
Is that right? Mrs. McCullough, since your husband is a locomotive engineer, will you please tell us what happened that time to the elderly man in this railway car?
Well, it was an English railroad car, and
oh,
it's small compartments, you see, so he wanted a smoke. So he took out the cigar, he looked around, there was this old lady sitting there, rather prim looking. So he said, "Do you mind if I smoke a cigar, madam?" "Go right ahead," she said, "do exactly what you do at home." The man gave a big sigh and he said, "I thought so," and he put the cigar back in his pocket.
This will strike a responsive chord with some of you listening in. I wish you the best of your luck on your retirement, both of you.
Thank you very much.
Yes, indeed. Nice to have you with us. Health, of course, is a very important thing in retirement or any time in your career. You know, there is such a thing, I suppose, as you get older, as being more of a hypochondriac than you are when you're younger. You do have a few more aches and pains, and you always think there's some horrible thing wrong with you, you know. How do you tell a hypochondriac? Well, They say the only way to tell one is to read his thoughts. I'm going to give you an example of this. Supposing a hypochondriac meets a friend on the street, and the friend says,
"Hello there, how are you?"
Well, now, right away, the hypochondriac thinks, what does he mean by that? He's saying, I don't look very well. Friend says,
I haven't seen you for some time.
Uh-oh. He really means, what hospital have you been in?
How about having lunch someday?
Oh, I know what that means. If I'm still around. Then as the friend walks away, he says,
I'll be seeing you. Take care.
See there? See there? He's really saying, the shape you're in, Buster, you better do something. So the hypochondriac rushes home and lies down, remembering one time when he was in bed for 9 days with a bad haircut. So this guy puts in a frantic call to his doctor. And the doctor says, come on over. Come on over. He says, I'll work you in between patients. Now, as the doctor is looking him over, he says, The hypochondriac says, uh-oh, worse than I thought.
Let me see your tongue.
Uh-oh. What he's saying is, if you have the strength to stick it out.
Just a little nervous tension, that's all.
That's what he says. He knows better than that. Look, he's writing out a prescription. Now, as our hypochondriac friend hands it to the druggist says,
Will you wait for this, or shall we send it over?
See there? See there? Even he is inferring I don't look strong enough to carry it home. And then as I'm leaving, he says,
Thanks a lot. Be seeing you.
There it goes. That means I'll be back because the pills aren't going to help. So you can't win. You can't win if you're a hypochondriac. But there's one thing we would want to do for you this morning, if we may. It's consists of Mr. Russ Wilt at the organ doing a number called Summer Samba. He has had this thing scheduled all summer long. And here it is, September 17th, and it's about time, Russ, we got to it. Mr. Russ Wilt. Russ, you did so well on that that I'm going to give you a chance to accompany me on a little deal here. It's, I submit this poem I'm about to do to all football announcers because the football season is now underway, as you know. And in order to tell you how this game goes, I need a little music under this to kind of go along with it. Here's the way it might go. They're lining up at midfield, folks. The ball is snapped to Big Joe Doakes. Just 30 seconds left to go. How that rambling back can throw. The play is on. The linemen mass. Joe's fading back. He heaves that pass. Down the turf, receivers race. Joe guessed the yard. He gauged their pace. That lanky end moves like a deer. He's swinging wide. He's in the clear. He's over the goal on flying feet. The pass, however, was incomplete.
Show to come on the American Entertainment Radio Network, so don't go away. We'll be back.
That's just Bing Crosby. When you've been surrounded by a bunch of boys for as long as I have, you finally begin to get an idea of what makes them tick. Boys Clubs of America is one outfit that is doing a real good job along these lines. Support Boys Clubs of America, smartest investment you'll ever make.
WLS-FM. In Chicago.
94.7.
Paul Harvey News and Comment. Brought to you by new Schick Krona Chrome Blades for new shaving comfort beyond super stainless. And now, Paul Harvey News.
Good morning, Americans. Many happy returns of the day to Mr. J.C. Penney. At what we now consider retirement age, he was broke and in debt and ill and came back to build an empire. Today, Mr. Penny is prosperous and well and happy and active and 93. Southeast England is flooded, the worst in 15 years. Every river, every stream is out of bed or about out. Hundreds homeless, thousands of homes damaged, and the forecast is for rain. Detroit, 1969 Chrysler cars will cost about $84 more. Volkswagens will cost about $50 more. Fashion-wise, Yves Saint Laurent, another French designer, is going where the action is, into the ready-to-wear market. Medical important. If we could develop a technique to prevent the body from rejecting a transplanted organ, while still preserving the body's immunity to other infections, organ transplants could be immeasurably simplified. The University of Chicago thinks it has it. If what works in the lab works in people, this'll do it. Page 2. Past 3 days in Williamsburg, Virginia, renewed the Harveys' respect for the men and women of colonial America. Our awe and admiration of those uncommon men was enhanced immeasurably by living for a few hours with them. The craft shops in Williamsburg employ the tools of 200 years ago. The cabinet maker, the wig shop, the shoemaker, the barber, and in improved tools, perhaps we've made the greatest measurable progress in that barbershop. And now, of all things, Schick is making blades of chromium. Yes, sir. The same patented Krona lubricant is impregnated into the cutting edge. That's a space-age lubricant making the Schick blades slickier than ever, but they're also putting chromium edges on those blades, which means that the newest Schick will outlast and outshave anything. Anything that even we have come up with before. So pass the word to anybody who is shaving with the razor of a last century or even last year that it costs just pennies more now to go first class. That Schick has done it again. Now those famous super stainless double-edge Schick blades, now they're chromiuming them. Politics, primaries in 3 states today, Massachusetts, Oklahoma, Washington. South Dakota's Senator McGovern urges Humphrey to divorce himself from Johnson policies, to resign as vice president. Says it's the only way Humphrey can win. Georgia's Governor Maddox, did you hear what he proposed? As a running mate for Wallace? Chicago's Mayor Daley. Nixon told enthusiastic Californians that if elected, he'll wage relentless war against narcotics. But San Francisco's Mayor Alioto says the polls will reverse when the public realizes that Nixon is evading the basic questions, Vietnam, crime, school desegregation. Wallace told Texas last night that the way to waste your vote in November is to vote either Democrat or Republican. Wallace addressed 7,000 last night in Dallas and said a federal gun control law would mean every law-abiding citizen would have no gun. And every thug would have 10. Sinlinger survey shows Nixon's lead increasing, but the number of undecided also has increased, now more than 20%. The undecided still could decide this election. Any one of 3 ways. Oh, One thing more. It was wash day yesterday in Marshall, Virginia, and Mrs. J.E. Motley pulled what she thought was the belt of a dress from the washing machine, but it wasn't. A water moccasin had crawled through a hole in the laundry basket, and a snake got dumped with the wash into the washer. Her husband answering her screams was properly appreciated. Husband said, "You know, that's the cleanest snake I've ever seen." From Chicago, Paul Harvey.
Good day.
Paul Harvey News and Comment has been brought to you by new Schick Krona Chrome Blades for new shaving comfort beyond super stainless. Fred Casper speaking. This program came to you from Chicago.
You know, Delta Airlines offers you a dozen jets a day to Miami, and five are nonstops. That's more nonstops to Miami than any other airline. But Delta also offers you another way to Miami, a delightful roundabout way. It's called the Delta Magic Circle Trip to Miami. First stop, New Orleans. Spend a day or a week. Then board Delta's nonstop jet for Montego Bay, Jamaica. Then to San Juan. From there, it's on to Miami for a stay. Then home to Chicago. Take up to 3 months to complete Delta's Magic Circle Trip. Over 5,000 miles of jet travel. And what a bargain. Delta's fabulous Magic Circle Trip to Miami, via New Orleans and the Caribbean, is only $64 more than the regular low round-trip day tourist fare to Miami alone. And you can take up to 3 months if you like. For details, call Delta or see your travel agent.
And here we go with more of the Don McNeil Show on the American Entertainment Radio Network.
Thought you might like to join us a little march this morning. Why not, huh? See if Mary Mulcahy of St. Louis joined in that march.
Mary?
That's Mary right down there. Mary, did you march with us?
Beg pardon?
Did you march with us?
Yes, of course.
Well, good. Gee, I wasn't so sure you would. After all, you're 83 years old.
Yes, I am.
Yeah. Oh. Doesn't stop you, does it?
I am, too. Yeah. I am, too.
Good. Are you enjoying life?
Absolutely to the fullest.
Isn't that great? Isn't it wonderful to have your health?
It is. That's the thing I'm grateful for.
Yes, I should say.
Very grateful.
What are you doing, traveling?
Well, we do whenever we get a chance.
Uh-huh.
Tours right now, we're traveling,
oh,
of course.
Good, mm-hmm. Good. Mm-hmm. Who's with you?
My sister, Helen.
Oh, fine. Hi, Helen. You're not in that age bracket yet.
Oh, I'm 71.
She's a kid.
I'm just a kid.
Yeah. Well, it's nice to have some of the young people along, isn't it? Nice to have you here.
Thank you.
Don, speaking of organ music, you know, I really enjoyed Russell Wilt, and I think that the organ's going to become a very popular instrument now that Denny McLean, Give him the first pitcher in major leagues to win 30 games in 34 years, and he plays the organ.
Uh-huh.
And now, you know, maybe all the other pitchers are going to start playing the organ. That helps him. Besides that, I think he's been offered some fabulous amount of money for he and a combo to go to
Las Vegas,
something like $80,000. Unbelievable, you know. But his first organ teacher was Russell Wilt.
You're kidding.
Our own Russell Wilt. Now, he's too shy to... This is true. This is very true.
Is there?
Isn't that something?
I knew Russ had been in there pitching for years, but I didn't...
He may win 30 games next year.
I didn't realize it. That's wonderful. Well, it is a tremendous feat this day and age, too. And I think the last one that did it was Dizzy Dean, and he did a lot of them by relieving and not by actually being a starting pitcher as this McLean is. He's quite a guy. Going to Las Vegas, huh? Well, friends, I'm glad you brought that up, Bob, Las Vegas. Going around the nation this morning for our weather picture, we switch you now to Las Vegas for the Las Vegas weather forecast. Come in, Las Vegas. For rain, the odds are 4-1. Partly cloudy, 9-3. Even money on fair and warmer. It'll get you 5. That my wife is losing my whole week's salary when I'm giving this weather forecast. Now we switch you back to Chicago, if Mr. Hughes hasn't bought it.
Come in till the time you garb them in white and give them away. You worry night and day.
Last Friday, the 13th, we were talking about superstitions, but I didn't get a chance, to show Kathy some of the Pennsylvania Dutch beliefs on this subject, superstitions about marriage. Here are some, why don't you read them, Kathy?
Yes, okay. Don't marry a comedian, a fellow who tells jokes, because the belief is a laughing bride becomes a weeping wife. So marry a straight man like Stubby. Sorry about that.
I like it.
Very good.
And don't make your own trousseau. I don't have to worry about that. It's very bad luck, even if you can sew like an old so-and-so. For good luck, the bridegroom must wear a shirt given to him by his bride. And it might be just your luck to marry a hippie who doesn't wear a shirt. Yeah. On your way to the church for the ceremony, be careful whom you meet, because they say it's very bad luck if you meet a rabbit, a cat, a dog, a lizard, or a snake. It's even worse if the snake doesn't like you.
I can imagine. And according to the Pennsylvania Dutch, this is the unluckiest superstition of all, being leap year. Should you propose to a fella and he turns you down, to ward off the evil curse, you must crawl under a briar bush 3 times. While repeating these words from General Foods.
On a beach near Fort Lauderdale, Florida, Fran Bassett likes to have beach breakfasts for her friends. We asked her to serve a guest Sanka brand coffee without their knowing it. Afterwards, she asked,
would you believe it if I told you this was Sanka coffee?
It is?
Yeah, it is. You like it? It's cushy.
Tasty. Oh, man, that's terrific.
Now that you know this is Sanka, would you drink it?
It's delicious.
All the time?
It is absolutely delicious. I really can't tell the difference.
Surprising Sanka coffee.
How do you like the coffee?
We have to tell you the truth.
That's Sanka coffee.
Sanka?
Good. Surprising Sanka coffee. Rich coffee flavor, yet still 97% caffeine free. But people are learning caffeine adds no flavor to coffee. Sanka coffee comes instant and ground. Fine coffee from General Foods.
How would you like, after an absence of some weeks and weeks and weeks, to find out where she's been and have a visit from our old friend Aunt Fanny, huh? Hi there, Aunt Fanny. Where have you been?
Oh, Jing, it would just take me too long tell you. I wanted to get down here the worst way, but I've been so blame busy. I had to rest up after my vacation, you know.
Yeah.
And then I put up my Chattanooga Chow Chow, and it exploded on me.
Well,
I was going to stuck on the back porch anyway.
Oh, God,
so
it didn't work.
I didn't want it in red, though.
No.
But then I've had a house guest over the weekend. Did you ever remember hearing me talk about Burry Furry?
No, I don't believe
His mother was the oldest croc girl.
I don't believe I ever heard of that.
She was a croc before she was a furry.
A furry?
Anyway, he's back into... He was just going through town. He's back into the Navy. He was in the preserves. And they got him again.
That's reserves.
Well, he's back in it anyway. And he's got a big job there. He's in charge of the gallery. He's he cooks up a store there.
That's galley.
Mr. Ballantyne has sure rubbed off on you. You're getting to be a regular know-it-all. But I'd get upset if I didn't have to come out and ask you for a favor. The first thing off, I hate to do it, but I'll tell you. Annie wants to move in with me.
Uh-oh.
And, you know, she's lived alone for a long time. Well, there's nothing unusual about that. Either you live with somebody or you live alone, and she don't like it. And so she wants to move in with me, and I don't want her. But I know she's going to call me here today. She wants to catch me where I can't say, you know, no. Now, I figure if she calls, just say I'm not here.
I'll
tell you, I don't want you to come out flat-footed and say that. If she does call, and I know she will, I hope she will, I won't sit down on the seat. I'll kind of sit in midair so you can say she was here.
She was here.
And then you say, she might not bring it up, but if she doesn't, you bring it up. And you say to her, I understand you're thinking of moving in with Aunt Fanny. Discourage her. Tell her that it wouldn't be to her advantage, you know. You can say that I'm getting kind of old and, persnickety, and just like that, you know.
You want
and
me
discourage
to...
her.
Huh?
See, I couldn't stand it, Mr. McNeil. She doesn't like T&V. She can't stand that.
Oh.
She says pictures weren't supposed to fly through the air.
Is that right?
She doesn't even have a radio.
Oh.
She gets you on her electric blanket.
Is that right? Yeah.
Fuzzy, but she gets you.
Yeah. That's her name, isn't
it? Yeah. But No. So if, just kind of let on, you know.
Well, what am I supposed to do?
My, you got some nice people here today. Miss Mulcahy, and she a doll? Oh. That might be her.
Could be. Hello?
Just let on, you know.
Yeah.
Wouldn't be the best thing in the whole world.
Well, she was here. Yeah.
I done it.
Yeah. Huh? I understand, you're thinking of moving in with Aunt
Fanny. She is, and I don't think she'd pay a cent. Oh. She's awful tight with a dollar. Horrible near with a buck.
You wouldn't like it. No. Well, she gets pretty owly at times. We hardly ever ask her out anymore.
Well, you can say that again.
Oh, she's dull company. Real, real dull, yeah.
You don't have to go that far out.
She's kind of a cheapskate, actually. Yeah, that's right. Look, she never pops for anything. No.
Well, I didn't...
She even rooted against the Cubs.
Oh, I didn't know such a thing.
I just threw that in.
Well, you know...
I know you're living alone. Yeah, but if you were to move in with Aunt Fanny, you know, it might be worse. Yeah, and more of it. Good. I think that's a wise decision. Goodbye. Yeah, yeah. I think that does it.
I should say so, in spades.
What do you mean?
Well, you can sure tell who your friends are. Doesn't take me long. You don't have to hit me over the head.
Honey, you told me. You told me.
Stay tuned to Don McNeil from the Allerton Hotel in Chicago.
Where else could you see it? Where else could you see Christine Jorgensen singing I Enjoy Being a Girl? Where else could you see Sally Rand doing her original fan dance? And where else could you see Muhammad Ali squaring off against Rocky Graziano? Where else could you see all this and more on television? Only on Chicago. Chicago, a new kind of program for and about Chicagoans, starring Ronnie Barrett every weeknight at midnight in color on Channel 7.
John Rogers from Niagara Falls is which lady? Is this lady over here? Mrs. Rogers, you wrote questions all over your card here. What are some of them? Do you remember?
Yes. I wondered if you're going to publish a new or another book like you've had in the past.
Oh, I have no immediate plans for doing that. Not that I know of at the moment, anyway.
I have your past copies, and I would be nice to have something current.
Well, thank you. Think about that. What else would you like to know?
I'd like to know if you're going to, your show will continue after you retire.
No, ma'am. We're all retiring together, including the show. This is the end, January 1st.
That's too bad.
Yes, it is. But everything's got to come to an end sometime. And this
good things really shouldn't.
Well, I that's a nice way to put it. I appreciate that. Anything else we can bring to date up to date for you?
I asked if Eddie Valentine had made a record of his little toy trumpet.
No, Mr. Valentine's never been asked to make a record of his as far as I know.
In fact, he's been paid not to.
Several companies, yeah. He's working on a fourth company now, taking up his option not to play. No, he really never did make a record. Oh, you wanted to know where Cliff Peterson was?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's that guy in there. Here he is, just walking out there. Funny looking
fellow.
Hi. That's Cliff Peterson. Well, all right. We answered all your questions, or have you thought of any more?
I haven't thought of any more.
Okay, fine.
But you might have some you might like to... questions that I couldn't think of you might like to answer.
Well, I'd be glad to answer any questions. Anybody else have any questions? Not sure I can answer them, but I always...
Have you ever been to Niagara Falls?
What's that again?
Have you ever been to Niagara Falls?
I've been married to the same woman for a number of years. 37, to be in fact.
37?
Yeah. Well, I didn't answer your question, did
I? No, you didn't.
No. No, yes, I have been to Niagara Falls, and I enjoyed it very much, too.
I went there on my honeymoon.
Did you?
I want to go there again, and this time I'm going to take my wife with me. You know, she's a nice person.
But
Don, I have a question.
Yeah.
What's the capital of Kansas?
What's the capital of Kansas? Why do you ask a question like that?
Couldn't think of anything important to say.
All right, what is the capital of Kansas?
Topeka.
Thank you. All right. Why, that's about as dull as you can get. I guess you can see why he never made a record of toy trapping. Now, what can I tell you that'll keep you in stitches here? Maybe I can tell you about the nervous bridegroom who said to the clerk as he was signing the register, "I'd like a room with a wife for myself and bath." That was in Niagara Falls, I guess. Niagara Falls.
Yeah.
Would you believe that? Or supposing I told you about the political poll taker who said to the lady of the house, "What party does your husband belong to?" She drew herself up proudly and said, "Sir, I am the party he belongs to." Would you believe that? Suppose I told you what a telephone is. That's a device that enables teenagers to go steady without seeing each other. Supposing I told you that this fella's going to say, suppose I told you.
Suppose I told you I was going to announce the strongest pain reliever you can buy. You'd probably expect something new, right? Some new miracle drug. But you'd be wrong. Because the strongest pain reliever you can buy is the original miracle drug, aspirin. A-S-P-I-R-I-N. Aspirin. And aspirin is the single ingredient you get in every Bayer tablet. Ask your pharmacist. Bayer is 100% aspirin. And aspirin is the strongest pain reliever you can buy. For headaches, muscular pains, aches and fever of a cold, nothing you can buy is faster or stronger than Bayer aspirin. So whenever you hear about some product with a new name and a new claim, just remember that aspirin is the strongest pain reliever you can buy. And Bayer is 100% aspirin, the world's best aspirin. Bayer works wonders.
That amen should be the end of the program, but it isn't quite, because I've promised Lee Knight for a long time I'd let him do something. He's saxophonist in our orchestra, and you're mentioning before about Eddie Valentine making a record of toy trumpet. It isn't not easy to get somebody to make a record of something you do, and Lee Knight has been trying for years to get somebody to make a record of himself playing a number called Cornball, which, if you knew Lee Knight, you'd know how apropos this whole thing is. So far we've had no success, but try it again, Lee. Try it again.